I think that these figures reflect, along with figures that we're seeing in other hospitals across the state, a government strategy to push people towards private health insurance. Costs that families just can't afford, because if you find yourself in the public hospital system, you will be waiting for long periods of time for surgery that you need and for assistance that you need. You can see that strategically, that they have decided that they'll try and address the overcrowding within the hospital because of the images of, particularly elderly people on trolleys. And I think you're starting to see a quite cynical approach to people suffering in silence over long periods on waiting lists.
So if it's your belief that the government are trying to push people towards private healthcare, then I take it you don't foresee these waiting lists decreasing in any time in the future?
Well, it's a task of those of us in opposition to shame the government about what's happening here. And everybody who's a TD or indeed a county councillor is regularly receiving representations from constituents, who are in agony in many cases and who have been waiting long periods of time for surgery. It's cruel. It's unjust. And, we are not going to stand back while, A, we believe they're trying to bump up private health insurance, and, B, we believe that they will try to address the overcrowding, but the victims will be those on the waiting lists.
Now, while you say many families can't afford private health care, it's also the case that many families can as well, though.
Well, I think that we need to have a health service that's based on need, not on what people have in their pocket. And that's the health care that we look to across the world. In fairness, the NHS just over the border has been a tremendous health service. Hopefully the Tories won't grind it into the ground. In Canada, there's a tremendous health service model there, and we need to work towards that in Ireland. Unfortunately, we have a government that wants to go down the road of private health insurance, where people are paying another tax. Remember that we pay for health through our tax already, but we'll pay an additional tax for basically private health insurance. And what we need in Ireland is an honest reappraisal of our health service, a radical change. But right now, waiting huge lengths of time for surgery is cruel and unjust.